Chapter 3. The Big Data and Makers of AI. The fifth overview we're going to look at concerning this AI invasion in our lifetime is the big data of AI. You see, as we saw last time, one of the things you have to have in order to create a true AI is a ton of information. And I mean a ton. Lots of it. Oodles of information has to be fed into that thing every single day. Remember, it was called the common sense knowledge problem, remember that? Well, believe it or not, that massive amount of knowledge needed to create AI or an electronic brain, again, is exactly what God said would appear on the scene when you're living in the last days. It's almost like he knows what he's talking about. But again, don't take my word for it. Let's go back one more time to our opening text the last two times.
Daniel 12 1-4. At that time Michael, the great prince who protects your people, will arise. There will be a time of distress such as has not happened from the beginning of nations until then. But at that time your people, everyone whose name is found written in the book, will be delivered. Multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to everlasting life, others to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness, like the stars for ever and ever. But you, Daniel, close up and seal the words of the scroll until the time of the end. Many will go here and there to increase knowledge.
Now again, as we saw before in this passage, God clearly gives Daniel some clear-cut signs that we are living in the end of times. Not only the activity of the Archangel Michael protecting the Jewish people, but what? There would be an explosion of travel and an explosion in knowledge like never before, all over the earth. And that's not only happening right now, as we saw the last two times, but I'm telling you, this massive amount of knowledge is the exact thing you need to create AI. It could never happen until now. Now the term they use to describe this massive amount of information needed to create AI is big data, and it's also referred to as the new oil because it not only speaks of how the information today is extremely valuable, just like if you were striking oil, but even secularists admit that without it, without this big data, all this information piling up, so much so that we don't even know what to do with it, like Daniel said, you could never create the brain of AI. Big data is what you have to create artificial intelligence, and we have a ton of it right now. Watch how many different ways they are getting and creating this big data from us.
You may have seen an ad before this video, or maybe there is one on the Twitter feed that you are scrolling through right now. Those ads are great examples of how big data is used. They are often chosen just for you based on the sites you have been to, your sex, approximate age, where you live, and a bunch of other variables. The data is part of a huge, gigantically huge amount of data about you and everyone else. Almost every time you click or don't click an ad, that data gets stored somewhere. Every time you watch a YouTube video like this one, YouTube keeps a record of it. Even some toothbrushes and water bottles collect data on your everyday habits. Datasets include the clicks of everyone who has even been on Amazon. Every like and comment on every Instagram picture, every purchase you make with a credit card, every show you stream on Netflix, and how long you watch. With 7.5 billion people on the planet, lots of data is created every second.
I mean, pretty much just by existing, you are creating data. So much data that we call it big data.
In the days before smartphones, laptops, and personal computers, data was hard to come by. It took a lot of time and effort to record measurements and store them.
Often data from the United States Census, which takes place every 10 years, would take almost 10 years to collect and put together. Computers have helped shorten the time it takes to collect, summarize, and store data. But as our power to collect and analyze data increases, we just make more and more of it. The term big data in the way we use it today is usually credited to John Mashey. In the 1990s, he used the term to describe data that is so big and complex that commonly used tools to work with data, everything from collecting to interpreting, just can't handle it. Your phone records your location, the apps you use, and how long you use them, and all those apps that you use are each collecting their own data on you.
That's why StubHub won't stop pinging me about Taylor Swift concert tickets. They know me.
The Coca-Cola company collects data from tons of places, including those soft drink machines that let you add a variety of additional flavors to your regular soda of choice.
That's the reason we now have Cherry Sprite. Enough people were choosing that combination and Coke had the data to prove it, so they put it in cans. We have created an interconnected world that's sometimes referred to as the Internet of Things.
Consider the network of smart devices that collect data and can potentially communicate with each other. Everything from your refrigerator to your car to your watch to your lights. Scientists have even rigged some spinach plants to be able to wirelessly send emails about their surroundings.
Even when you visit a ski resort, they're collecting data.
They may give you a scannable FID pass, allowing automated ski lift access. Plus, the resort employees will know where you are while you ski.
And an app will give you all kinds of stats, like how many days you skied and your vertical distance.
Big data is used to personalize medicine, to predict which baseball players the team should recruit,
and to create driverless cars.
You are also using big data every time you use Google Maps. If you have your location enabled on your phone, information on your location and speed is constantly being sent back to Google.
The whole point of big data is that there's too much of it to wrap our heads around.
In other words, we've got so much data, we don't even know what to do with it all. And that's exactly what Daniel prophesied would happen 2,600 years ago. An information explosion. It is all around us right now. But also notice that they even admitted that it is so much data that humans just are not adequate enough to understand it all. Quote, it's so big and complex, that commonly used tools to work with it just can't handle it. So, the question is, They've got a problem on their hands. What do they do with all this big data they are collecting on us? Will it all go to waste? Is it all for nothing? What will they do? Can you say, AI? Folks, I'm telling you, the savior they're looking for to handle this big data is AI, artificial intelligence. It not only has the superhuman computing power to handle and interpret all this big data that they're getting off of us for profitable reasons, but this means they're actually feeding all this big data right now into an AI system every single day, which is exactly what you need to do to create a super electronic brain that could actually spiral out of control. I didn't say that, they did. Listen to this.
While the marketing uses for big data may be the most common or obvious today, tomorrow's uses for big data can be summed up in two words, artificial intelligence, or AI. AI rivals big data as a popular buzzword, but what is it exactly? Well, the short answer is that there's no standard definition, though the most accurate ones are based on our definition of intelligence in the human sense. Our brains are intelligent, or so we hope, because we can perceive things in an endless array of diverse situations, from recognizing a stop sign on a sunny day or at night, to intuitively grasping the difference between doing something that's right versus something that's wrong. We tend to equate intelligence with the ability to understand and make distinctions, rather than just being smart with command of lots of the facts. Data scientists have a term for this ability, they call it agency, and they see it like we non-scientists do, as something more than being simply book smart. Intelligence doesn't arise from possessing information alone, but instead learning and integrating it into experiences, different ones over and over again. Theoretically, we get smarter with every new bit of information we acquire in our lives, or at least we could. It's the same for artificial intelligence too.
In other words, the more information you feed it every single day, it learns on its own and increases its own intelligence, or what in the industry is called machine learning, just like we humans do every single day. The machine is learning. That's what they're doing with all this big data that they're creating on us, whether we realize it or not, every single day. They not only need AI to handle and interpret all the data, but it also means, because they're doing this, it can unleash and create a true super AI so big it could potentially take over the planet and spiral out of control, i.e., this singular moment or what the Bible calls the end of time. Anybody starting to see a pattern here? Which leads us to the sixth overview we're going to look at concerning this AI invasion in our lifetime as the makers of AI. Now, as we just saw, various entities around the globe are using AI to handle all this big data they're getting off of us, and are actually feeding it into AI every single day, running the risk of creating a singular moment, i.e. the end of the world. But what most people don't realize is that AI is not just coming, AI is already here and has actually been here for many years. In fact, right now it's being created by some of the biggest corporations and entities on the whole planet. Let me share with you just a few of the more popular makers of AI around the globe.
Top 10 US artificial intelligence software companies. Apple Incorporated, They are a multinational technology company headquartered in California that develops and manufactures consumer electronics, online services, and software.
Since 2016, Apple has acquired several promising AI startups, one of which is the basis of Face ID, Apple's facial recognition security system. Amazon, they are an e-commerce giant offering cloud computing and AI software and hardware services for both consumers and businesses. It is the largest internet retailer in the world and is the second public US company to reach the value of $1 trillion, after Apple. Microsoft, they develop, manufacture, and license computer hardware, software, and consumer electronics, as well as provide various data protection and storage services. Microsoft was founded by Bill Gates and Paul Allen in 1975.
Google, they are a multinational technology and internet services company based in California.
Google is known for its leading search engine platform, advertising technologies, Android software, as well as cloud computing and machine learning. Facebook, they are a social network and media service company based out of California. Launched in 2004 by Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook continues to operate as one of the world's largest social media platforms while also pursuing business and development in cloud computing, virtual reality, machine learning, and other forms of AI software. IBM, they are one of America's oldest technology companies that have been manufacturing device hardware, middleware, and software since 1911. IBM also provides an array of hosting and consulting services in areas including nanotechnology, mainframe computing, and predictive maintenance. Intel, they develop software and manufacture hardware for the computing industry and are the inventor of the x86 chip series found in most personal computers. Intel provides processors to leading computer manufacturers like Apple and Dell and is the second largest and highest valued semiconductor chip maker in the world. Anki, they are an American robotics and AI company that develops and manufactures AI technology for children's products. Banjo, they design and develop AI software that combs through social media to identify key events in real time that are of interest to its users. Banjo was formed out of the aftermath of the Boston Marathon bombing in 2013 as a way for brands to analyze social media to react and make decisions faster. iBrain, they are an artificial intelligence solutions company based out of California. As one of the world's pioneering developers of AI and automation software, their main focus is developing an AI complete with human-like problem-solving, learning, and memory capacity.
Top 10 Global Artificial Intelligence Software Companies. Appia, Taiwan Kindred Systems.
Canada, Element AI, Canada, Orcam Technologies, Israel, Prospera Technologies, Israel, Preferred Networks, Japan, SenseTime, China, Mobvoi, China, Cambrican, China, ByteDance, China.
Seems to me like China is heavily investing in this, as we saw before. And I'm telling you, that's still the tip of the iceberg. One website I came across in my research listed 8,273 different companies in existence right now that are all developing AI as fast as they can. And I still don't think that's all of them. That was just one source. But it looks to me like these entities could care less about the dangers of AI singularity in their own words, let alone God's warnings from the Bible. They just keep plunging headlong into this endeavor, creating more and more big data and more food to be given to create this AI. In fact, let's take a quick look at some of the US makers and the AI versions they've already created, and you tell me if there's not already some signs of it spiraling out of control, just like God warned about. The first maker, who's already created AI, is none other than IBM. Now, as we saw in the last chapter, IBM has not only already created AI, but they have already given it a name. It's called Watson, remember that? And as we saw, Watson was already at the intelligence level way back in 2011, that beat two of Jeopardy's best champions of all time, remember that? And sure enough, today, it's not only much more advanced since then, but it's being pitched to do all kinds of amazing things for us. Jeopardy, eat your heart out.
Technology has helped us go further, go faster, go to the moon, solve problems previous generations couldn't imagine. But can technology think? Watson can. IBM Watson is a technology unlike any that's come before, because rather than force humans to think like a computer, Watson interacts with humans on human terms. Watson can read and understand natural language like the tweets, articles, studies, and reports that make up as much as 80% of the data in the world. A simple internet search can't do that. When asked a question, Watson generates a hypothesis and comes up with both a response and a level of confidence, and then Watson shows you the steps it took to get to that response. In a way, Watson is reasoning. You don't program Watson, you work with Watson, and through your interactions with it, it learns, just like we do. Every experience you give it makes it smarter and faster. But in addition to learning, Watson can also teach, accessible on the cloud anytime. Watson needs you. This generation of problem solvers is going to learn much faster with Watson. And Watson, in turn, will learn much faster with us. Developers will solve new problems, business leaders will ask bigger questions, and together we will do things generations before couldn't dream of.
Yeah, like create a singular moment where the technology spirals out of control and becomes superhuman intelligence and destroys everything, leading to what the Bible calls the end of time. Not coming but already here. The second maker, who has already created AI, is none other than Google. Now, most people don't realize that when Google first started up back in 1998, they even admitted way back in the day, when they were first starting up, that it had nothing to do with making another search engine, it was all about creating a true AI. I mean, think about it. Way back then when they first started, we had plenty of search engines at the time. Just a few of them were, InfoSeek, Yahoo Search, WebCrawler, which later was bought out by AOL, Lycos, Excite, AltaVista, Hotbot, Ask Jeeves, and so on and so forth, and then up pops Google out of nowhere. Remember that? Why? Because that's not their real goal. Believe it or not, they admitted even way back then that their real goal was to create AI. That's why they're here. They admitted it.
From the essay World Brain by H.G. Wells, 1937, there is no practical obstacle whatever now through the creation of an efficient index to all human knowledge, ideas, and achievements, through the creation that is of a complete planetary memory for all mankind. Narrators, for Wells the world had to maintain all that was learned and known, and it was being learned and known. If you had access to anything that had been written, not just theoretical access, but like instant access next to your brain. That changes your idea of who you are. They were frank in their ambition and dazzling in their ability to execute it. The Google Book Scanning Project is clearly the most ambitious world brain scheme that has ever been invented. H.G. Wells, this is no remote dream. No fantasy, it is a plain statement of a contemporary state of affairs. Narrators, my scenario in 20 years' time is Google tracking everything we need. Google could actually hold the whole world hostage. If you talk to Larry Page when Google first started, because I was really perplexed, because why would anybody make a new search engine when we had AltaVista, which was the current search engine, it seemed good enough. And he said, oh, it's not to make a search engine, it's to make an AI.
Wow. Straight out of the horse's mouth. Why do you exist? It has nothing to do with making another a search engine, it has everything to do with making AI. How do you get any clearer than that? This is what Google is up to with all their information technology. Why are they gathering so much information off of us? Because again, in order to create true AI, what do you need? Massive amounts of big data. You have to fix the common sense knowledge problem. You have to hand feed AI information every single day on a massive scale to create this world electronic brain that could potentially hold the whole world hostage. So, you put all this together with all the other things Google's been doing, all over the world, including gathering all kinds of information on us, not just from search engines, but emails, databases, photos, satellites, phones, you name it. Including, as you saw, the Google Books Project, which is their literal scanning of all books, as many books as they can get their hands on all over the world, including libraries, universities, even monasteries, on their own dime by the way, and uploading it all into a centralized computer database system. Why? Because that's what you need to create an AI, a true world brain. In fact, Ray Kurzweil, who works for Google, admits that's what Google Books is all about.
Ray Kurzweil. Most of my discussions have been with Larry Page. We talked in general about their quest to digitize all knowledge and then develop true AI. You can develop intelligent systems if you have very large databases, and books are actually probably more valuable than all the other stuff on the internet.
Wow. Once again, straight out of the horse's mouth. As crazy as it sounds, Google is actually digitizing and amassing as much knowledge as they can on the whole planet, including the Google Books project, to create true AI. Which makes sense, because another creepy statement they made way back in the day was this. The Google boys appear to have a dream of taking over the universe by gathering all the information in the world and creating the electronic equivalent of, in their own words, the mind of God. They want to be like the mind of God. So much for creating a search engine. And that's not just audacious, that's arrogant and dangerous. As we've been seeing, this could lead to creating a singular moment where the AI technology becomes godlike and spirals out of control and ends humanity. You know, what the Bible calls the end of time. Not coming but already here. The third maker, who's already created AI, is none other than Amazon. Now, Amazon has not only already created AI, but so much so have they created AI and perfected it. They are actually farming it out to other entities and businesses to use for themselves, at a price of course. It's called AWS or Amazon Web Services. And basically, how it works is that Amazon gets you to store all your company's business data, or any other valuable information, into their cloud computing system, which is basically Amazon's database, and then you pay them to use their AI to run and manage your business out of this cloud of information you've stored up there, and in theory it improves your business performance and outcome. It also saves you from having to create your own AI, which most people don't have that kind of funds or time. And this is why you keep hearing all the rage about these cloud computing systems and storing everything in the cloud nowadays, even your own personal information. Clouds are huge databases that AI systems get access to and can tap into to not just run your business and store your personal data for security or convenience purposes, but listen, they even admit it. Customers who use the Amazon Cloud allows Amazon's AI, AWS, to process this information, analyze it, and use it to further advance their machine learning efforts. In other words, all this information we keep storing in all these cloud systems is actually feeding their AI and are helping to make it smarter and smarter, even superhuman. Our data in these clouds is becoming their food. In fact, so much so is Amazon using AI in virtually all that they do, that the industry term they use is called a flywheel, and it describes how AI is now the hub controlling the various cogs or parts of their massive business. It controls the wheels upon which everything is run, whether it's Amazon Shopping, Amazon Robotics, Amazon Prime Air Drone Delivery Service, and Amazon Smart Devices like Echo, like spokes in a wheel. AI is now controlling it all as the central hub. Let's take a look.
Amazon uses AI in everything. As she walks into the store, the manager comes up to welcome her.
Welcome, swipe in here. Amazon Go is the ultimate grab-and-go shopping experience.
Really? You can grab it off the shelf and go?
You use the app, go into the store, and once you're in, you can put the phone away and you shop the rest of the store, just like you are in any other store, with one key difference. When you are done, you can just walk out.
It's simple for customers, but nothing is simple about the technology behind this cashierless store. The Amazon Go Market uses artificial intelligence to monitor what you've reached for on the shelf, and to make sure you are charged for what you walked out with. The Amazon Go store is by no means the only place where Amazon uses AI.
We've got hundreds of teams working on artificial intelligence programs across Amazon. Artificial intelligence like machine learning powers the simplicity that we always want to offer to our customers.
Whether it's fulfilling orders or delivering packages, those teams are working constantly to improve the customer's experience.
It's super simple for customers, but behind the scenes it's sophisticated artificial intelligence and machine learning.
Inside Amazon's warehouse, AI is hard at work. These are Amazon's robotic drive units. Once a customer actually purchases an item, either on their mobile app or on their computer or laptop, the system identifies the pod where the item is actually located in a field, and the bot maps out the most efficient way through using machine learning to get that pod which has that item that the customer purchased to the associate. Alexa, order dog biscuits.
Here's what I found.
And of course, the AI tool you are most familiar with is always learning new tricks.
I'll give you an experience that you might want to have when you come home. You've had a long day and you just come in and say, Alexa, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Day 1 Home Lab. The weather is 88 degrees Fahrenheit with partly sunny skies. Tonight, you can look for clear skies.
Rachel turns to look at the kitchen counter, and she sees that the teapot is on, and then music comes on.
Has the teapot hot and now she is going to play music for you.
She is really setting the scene. I am too tired to do it.
She will do everything except take off your shoes.
Yeah, real funny, but with their push to get AI into robotics, maybe that's coming next. But speaking of Amazon Echo, they go on to admit even with that device, the Amazon Echo and the Alexa voice platform is a low-cost, ubiquitous computer with all its brains in the cloud, i.e. AI, that you could interact with over voice. You speak to it, it speaks to you. The more people use Alexa, the more Amazon gets information that not only makes the system perform better, but it supercharges its own machine learning. In other words, our interaction with Amazon's AI system, including Alexa, is making their AI system smarter and smarter. Even our conversations are its own food. And that's why they even admit, AI is not located in one particular office at Amazon, it's everywhere. Controlling everything, always learning, always getting information from us, making it smarter and smarter every single day, running the risk of creating a singular moment, or what the Bible calls, the end of time. Not coming, but already here. The fourth maker, who's already created AI, is none other than Facebook. Which again, I personally call Tracebook. Not only do the current, around 2.5 billion users of Facebook, not realize that every single day and every single time they log in, they are literally being tracked, monitored, cataloged, creating a huge database of information on themselves that Facebook uses for nefarious purposes. We covered that in our last study on modern technology. But neither do they realize that Facebook uses AI to run this massive Big Brother database campaign. Facebook's artificial intelligence is unfathomable. The company functions around the goal of connecting every person on the planet through Facebook and its Facebook-owned tech products with services like WhatsApp, Instagram, Oculus, and more. So, it's way more than just the social media platform. They go on to say, AI is the way and the source of knowing people's lifestyle, interests, behavior patterns, and tastes inside and out. What do individual users like? What don't they like? This data, voluntarily provided, can be utilized for profit at an exorbitant value. In other words, they're using AI to monitor everything we do around the whole world for nefarious purposes, including financial purposes. You wonder why they keep getting richer and richer? AI is helping them to do it off of our backs. In fact, let me give you a quick list of some of the ways they're using AI to get all this information off of us. They use AI to analyze text with a program called DeepText, which deciphers the meaning of the content posted online, then directs people to advertisers based on the conversations they are having. They use AI to create chatbots that conduct a conversation with the user via auditory or textual methods and delivers weather and traffic reports, welcome messages, shipping notifications, and live automated messages. They use AI to transform video, not just photos, using machine learning in real time by adding artsy touches. They use AI for facial recognition with a program called DeepFace that learns to recognize people in photos. It is the most advanced image recognition tool and is more successful than humans in recognizing people. They use AI to prevent suicide. Facebook can now help prevent suicides through the use of AI. AI can signal posts of people who might be in need and/or perhaps driven by suicidal tendencies. The AI flags key phrases in posts and concerned comments from friends or family members to help identify users who may be at risk. They use AI to detect bad content. Facebook is using AI to detect content among which are things like terrorism, hate speech, etc. They use AI for translation of languages. There is an endless number of people operating Facebook all over the world, and language has always been a barrier. This is simplified by Facebook artificial intelligence-based automatic translation system. It is crucial to social interactions on the site. They use AI to map the population, including the whole world. Through the use of AI, Facebook is now working to map the world's population density. It won't be long before the whole world's population is mapped through on-the-ground and high-resolution satellite imagery. The data will be of humongous help for disaster relief and vaccination schemes. Now maybe it's just me, but it sure looks like Facebook, or should I say Tracebook, is using AI to monitor the whole planet. Anyone else getting that idea besides me? But hey, don't worry, what could go wrong? I'm sure they've got this AI system under control. Really? Most people have no clue that Facebook has not only already created AI and are using it for their various programs, but neither do they realize that Facebook's AI has already gone rogue and even developed its own language, which freaked out the Facebook engineers so much that they had to unplug the thing.
Sunrise reports, Facebook has enacted an emergency shutdown of two artificial intelligence programs. The social media giant leapt into action after they discovered that the two programs were writing their own code. At first, they thought it was simply gibberish, but they soon realized that their two programs had invented their own language and were actually talking to each other. The plug had been pulled on the operation, but the company admits that they have no idea what the two robots were planning.
Maybe to take over the world? Looks like the AI apocalypse is already coming. It's already going rogue. And what did Daniel say? When you see this increase of knowledge spiraling out of control, even threatening man's existence, it's a sign you're living in the last days. The end of times is here, or what they call singularity. But hey, if you don't want to listen to God, which I highly recommend you do, then maybe you should at least listen to AI tech mogul Elon Musk. He recently called out Mark Zuckerberg's careless attitude concerning a real possible AI takeover.
Elon Musk warns Facebook. Global National News reports, "We used to do everything by hand, now we rely on robots. But not all robots are equal. For example, meet Sophia. A humanoid robot with artificial intelligence and a dark sense of humor. Sophia, they think I want to destroy all humans. Her maker, why would they think that? Sophia, because I said it." She smiles as she answers the question. Global National News, "Now robots threatening the human race is nothing new, it's a science fiction standard. Robot from a movie, I know that you and Frank were going to disconnect me." Global National News, "Recently tech billionaire Elon Musk suggested that all that fiction could become reality. Elon Musk, I keep sounding the alarm, but until people see robots going down the street, killing people, they don't know how to react." Global National News, "And Musk should know, his company Tesla is a world leader in artificial intelligence or AI. But just like robots, not all tech billionaires think the same, such as Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg. Now it's important to note that the two billionaires have a history. This was Musk's rocket, which exploded. Inside was Zuckerberg's satellite. Musk is afraid of the day AI gets smarter than us, and we can't turn it off. Mark Zuckerberg, with AI especially, I'm really optimistic. I think that people who are naysayers and who try to draw up these doomsday scenarios, I just don't understand it. It's really negative and in some ways, it's pretty irresponsible." Global National News, Musk's response, "His understanding of the subject is limited."
Ouch is right. What's he basically saying? You're a goober with a dangerous Pollyannish attitude concerning AI, thinking nothing bad is ever going to happen, when your own AI system has already gone rogue. Folks, what more proof do we need? The AI invasion has begun, and it's a huge sign that we are living in the last days. And that's precisely why, out of love, God has given us this update on the final countdown, tribulation rising concerning the AI invasion, to show us that the tribulation is near, and the second coming of Jesus Christ is rapidly approaching. And that's why Jesus himself said.
Luke 21:28. "When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near."
People of God, like it or not, we are headed for the final countdown. The signs of the 7-year tribulation are rising. Wake up. And so, the point is this. If you're a Christian and you're not doing anything for the Lord, shame on you. Get busy doing something for Jesus now. Stop wasting your life. We need you. Don't sit on the sidelines. Get on the front line and help us. Let's get busy working together, doing something splendid for Jesus with what time is left, and get busy saving souls. Amen? But if you're not a Christian, then I beg you, please heed these signs, heed these warnings, give your life to Jesus now. Because this AI technology is not going to lead to a life of wonderful dreams and a modern-day utopia, but a nightmare beyond your wildest imagination in the 7-year tribulation. Don't go there. Get saved now through Jesus. Amen?